In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Common Prayer. Today is day 19 and we're in Luke 4:18 today. And as you know, we're doing a word of the day, and the word of the day today is poor. And so I'm going to ask for us to, as we get started, to kind of quiet yourself, maybe get comfortable where you're sitting. And as we always do, we're going to take a minute of silence just to allow our hearts to quiet, allow our minds to slow down, and allow God to speak. So take a minute now. God, as we seek you in this moment, I ask that you would, Lord, would you open our hearts and our minds to whatever you might have for us today? God, would you shed light on any blind spots that we may have? Lord, we're here for you. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, it's good to be back with you again. My name is Brandon. For those of you that don't know me, I'm on staff at church, and I've been here for about 4 years, but before this, I lived in a city called Visalia. It was in the heart of the Central Valley, and it's a pretty small town compared to the Bay Area numbers that we have up here, but you know, it's got probably 120,000, 130,000 people, and that makes it the biggest town between Fresno and Bakersfield by far. And I remember one of the things that I missed living down there was Trader Joe's. But there was always rumors of one coming to Visalia. And so one day I just wanted it so bad, I decided to just really actually do some research and see if the rumors were true. And it turns out that the demographics of Visalia and the surrounding areas didn't support bringing a Trader Joe's. As in, things like the median income was substantially lower than what Trader Joe's looked for before they invested in the store. And I remember thinking to myself, man, everyone I knew down there would flock to a Trader Joe's. And then I just kind of stopped and realized how out of touch I was with my community. And I looked into it a little bit more, and it really didn't take much research at all to show me that there was a huge percentage of our community living below the poverty line. I had never even met someone that lived below the poverty line, I didn't think. I mean, people that I never saw, people that I never interacted with, and it was really massively eye-opening. And, you know, it's so easy for us to be entrenched in the rhythm of our own lives, and we become blind to the challenges of those that have less. But, you know, the Bible paints a very different picture. In Luke 4:18, our verse for today, Jesus says, "He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." Throughout the Bible, God rescues the poor, God defends the poor, and he hears the cry of the poor. And Jesus himself, here he places a very, very high priority on sharing the good news with the poor. There's a song that we used to sing in church with a really great lyric, and it just says, "Break our heart, God, for what breaks yours." And it's so clear that people suffering in poverty breaks the heart of God. and it should break ours as well. And the thing about Lent is it challenges us to examine how we ourselves relate to those who are impoverished. How do you relate to those who are impoverished? And is there anything more that you can do? So, as we pray today, I actually want to pray through three questions that I want you to consider. I'm going to ask for you to ask God to bring answers to these questions to mind if you don't have them already. And perhaps these questions might lead you to your next steps. So, again, as we prepare, I'm just going to say a prayer, and I'm going to ask that God would speak to us. So, Father, again, we ask that you would reveal any blind spots here, God, and would you actually break our hearts for what breaks your heart, God? Reveal to us what you want us to see today. So, question number one. I want you to ask yourself this question. Who do I know personally who suffers from poverty? Who do I know personally who suffers from poverty? So maybe someone came to mind. How are you walking alongside them? And perhaps maybe for you, no one came to mind. I want to ask you, how might you change that? Question number two. How can I learn from the poor? What can I learn from the poor? Question number three. How is God calling me to help in efforts aimed at alleviating poverty? How is God calling me to help in efforts aimed at alleviating poverty? Now, I just want to remind you that this is not something that's meant to, you know, heap guilt on you and make you feel like you have to go do something, but I think it's important to just pay attention to how important this is to Jesus. And Jesus sees us as his children. And it's so easy for us to stand at such a distance that we don't see people that way. We don't see people as our brothers and our sisters. As Brené Brown says, it's hard to hate someone up close, or it's hard to ignore someone up close. So maybe this is just God bringing awareness to your mind. Whatever is going on, we have a practice for today that I'm going to ask you to engage in. Practice today is a little bit more even practical than normal. But we're going to ask you to just make a donation. It can be a small one, it can be a big one, whatever. make a donation to an NGO, a non-governmental organization that works alongside economically poor. Find someone and make a donation. I'm going to leave you with this prayer. God, as we move through the day, would you just please bring to light again whatever needs to be brought to light in our heart. Again, God, would you break our heart for what breaks yours? God, our prayer is that you would show us how you want us to engage and love people who are living in poverty. We love you, God, and thank you for loving us. In your name we pray. Amen. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.